Does it?
This tape recorder. From here to Washington, D.C.
Peggy's listening.
Deva, Peggy. Andy, how are you? Why did you call this Annual Romance of Web? He just hits my head up. Say something. So, anyway, he wants me to begin with my story, so I am going to say, though you might have heard it long ago. Is it all right? When I was small, and 5 years old, up till that, I was hale and hearty child. But then on my body started some skin disease. Only it started on hands and feet. Very small, you know, about an inch it started. And then it gone on increasing. Leaving only just went up to the knee and elbow. And rest of the body was intact. And all doctors were tried, but they couldn't cure me. So one day, years go by, and one day somebody suggested some skin specialist. So I went there, and he very arrogantly asked, why any doctors couldn't cure? It's a very simple disease.
What was the disease, do you know? I'm sorry.
Nobody said, one said this thing, and nobody can diagnose very, you know, perfectly. So, then he said, I will cure this child. So he tried his everything, every method he tried. He was very kind to me. He gave 75 injections, one alternately.
Oh.
Everything he tried. And then, after about 6 or 9 months, he just says that I am very sad to say that this child has to suffer till lifetime. And I heard that. Not in front of me, he says, but I just heard, you know. And I said, now, I'm not going to go to any doctors. Doctors are hypocrites. They just tell me anything. Why should I waste my time, waste money and everything? Because I'm not going to get cured. So let it be. And then I become very obstinate. So, yes, I don't know. And then in 1925, I was in Bombay at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1925, my aunt who raised me, she died. So I had to go to my father. So.
How old were you then? I'm sorry?
At that time? 15.
15.
So then I went there. Then my family, that means my uncle, my father had started following Baba 2 years back, that means 23 they started. So there they suggested that we will take you to Baba and he will cure you. Though I had heard, my brother told me about Baba, but I didn't pay attention. I just said that, well, he is a great personality. I didn't take him as, you know, God or anything like that. So I respected him, but no idea about anything. So then I just answered that, when the doctors have failed, what will your my Baba do? So they tried to persuade, but I said no. And then at that time, if I would listen, I would listen to Kekobad. You know Kekobad?
Mm-hmm.
You want to see?
Yes.
So they wrote to Kekobad to write to me and persuade me to come here. So he wrote me that you come and we will go to, as a picnic, we will go to Ahmadnagar and we will see Baba and I won't say anything about your disease to Baba. So okay. Then I said okay, then I will go. When I came here in 27 and down below, when there is Dhuni fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing there. At that time there was no restrictions of anyone to come. Anyone can come. So there was a crowd. I was waiting for my turn. I was waiting. I was just standing there and I saw Baba coming in that rickshaw. You have seen the rickshaw in the museum?
Yeah.
In that rickshaw, Baba came. And I had no feelings, just as I see any ordinary person. Mm-hmm. But for respect's sake, I folded my hands. So then he went down, came out of the rickshaw and went in the room and started interview. People were there, having darshan. I was waiting. Not very anxiously either. Then my turn came and there was a small window. He peeped and said, "Come." So I went there. I was removing my shoe. By that time I just looked at him. I don't know. Up till now I don't know that why I cried so much. Mm. Just cried like anything. I could not utter a single word. I went with tears to Baba. Prabhupada was there. And Baba said, "Why are you crying?" I said, "I don't know." I could not utter the words. I said, "I don't know." Then Prabhupada told everything, broke the ice about my disease and everything. Baba said, "For that you are crying?" I said, "I don't know." Then he said, "Tell me your story in your own words." But I could not. So he said, on the board, he just dictated, "It will go permanently, don't worry." But that did not affect me because doctors have said all these years the same thing. So I said, "Yes, that's all." Then he gave me little duniyashis, that duniyashis, in a little jar. Told me to put that much pinch in the mouth before tea in the morning with his name, Baba. I said, "Yes." I didn't resist anything like that. I mean, then Baba said, "Go." So I left Nagar, Bombay, and went to one place, Navsari. Then when I started the ashes, and in 1 month it is gone. Completely.
It was completely gone in 1 month?
Completely gone. Even the scars were so deep that it's gone too.
Hmm. How miserable was that disease? Was it really painful for you? Or?
Very painful, because I was running at that time, you know, there was pus and blood and everything, so I was running high fever.
It drew sometimes. Blood, the skin disease?
Mm. Very well, it was very well.
It was only
up till here to here, here to here, that's all.
And for 10 years, from age of 5 to 15, there was...
5 to 18, up till I came to Baba. That means 14 years. Mm. So.
And did it itch or was it painful?
Very painful. There was itch. That is, you can't resist. Just feel it bleed. Then it was then when I was cured, at that moment when I just saw that it was completely gone, I took Baba as God. I jumped from that great personality to God without waiting on the halt of saint or perfect one, but just God, that's all. Yeah. And then I wrote to Baba, the thanking and everything, and Baba wrote again. Not by himself, but you know, Chanji, his secretary. So, that it is not, I haven't done anything, it's your faith and love for me. At that time I was wondering, Baba, I have no faith, I had no faith. But he knows very well. Of course, I might know, but I didn't know. So, all right. Then, it was months past then. I was very happy because after 14 years I was out of the clutches. So then I used to write to Baba, Baba used to write to me. Then one day, Prabhupada used to come here often. From Bombay to here on a holiday or weekend he would come. Then he would write me the account of how Baba was, how was his mood and what joke he cracked. So one day, after few months so. He wrote me that Baba's mood was very nice and this and that, and then he wrote that this time I saw the disease what you had on Baba's person. And that made me upset so much, completely upset. It changed my mood like anything. At that time I cursed myself that if I would not have gone there and if I would have stuck to my obstinacy, this won't have happened. But what is going to happen, happens. So I was very upset and I wanted to write, but I don't want to because anyone will read it. So I just tried to see him personally and say that I don't want it. How could you suffer, Baba, for me? So it was a very difficult time for me. And I was praying from that moment, as soon as I read this line, from that moment I just prayed, Baba, give it back to me. I can't stand it, I can't stand it. I could not put my mind in anything, it was a very worse state of my mind. So it was again months passed, I was waiting to see Baba and so. And it relapsed again.
It came back?
Yeah, but in a very small amount, you know, very small. Then I was glad. I was glad and I began to, I just wanted to hide it because they will send it to Baba. So, but then they just saw and they said it. Well, again we will go to Baba. I said, no, this time I will go. I want to see him and I will say. It was again months. And one day, Jacoba's letter came that Baba is coming to Bombay to go to Iran, Persia. If you want to see, come. But he didn't know that it has been relapsed. So I just jumped. I just went there. And Jacobat saw me and he said, we have to say to Baba again. No, I would see. I want to talk to him personally. So next day, when we just went to Baba, Takuba told again that I had a disease, relapsed. So Baba said, didn't pay attention, just said that, try sulfur. He said, try sulfur. Now, it was morning, 10 o'clock, and again I went back to Takuba's house. The same evening, it just occurred to me that now, why can't I go to Baba now and make it clear? So I just said that I'm going to Baba. So I went there. There was 25-30 persons there and he was playing Keram. You know Keram? What is Keram?
Yeah.
Kwalamogi. It's a square ball and four pockets in the four corners.
Oh, Keram.
Keram. And you can, with the striker, you can send the pawns in the corners. In the pockets.
Uh-huh.
Four can play, two can play, two persons. So Baba was playing and he looked at me. Why you came here? You were in the morning. I said, yes, Baba, I think. Baba said, sit down. So I sit down. You know how to play Keram? I said, no. But then why you come? Is there anything to say? He said, yes, sir. I said, yes, Baba, I have to say something. I say it now. I said, I can't say Baba in front of everyone. I want to talk to you privately. So Baba said, shall we go in the room? I said, yes, Baba. Please, because I want to talk to you. I'm waiting for you. So he took the board, you know, alphabet board, then called Kanji to read the board. I said, there is nothing to hear, Baba, from you, I have to say. So, I want only to talk to you. So he just went in the room and I followed. He was sitting on a couch and playing with the board. So he said, what do you have to say? So I said everything. But I can't stand that, Baba. Are you mad? Baba asked me. Who can take anybody's disease on their person? I said, only God can do, Baba. Not any ordinary human being, then you are God. You are completely mad. You are completely mad. I didn't say anything. He said, Let it be as it is. He said, I can't stand that, Baba. For a few seconds we were quiet, and then Baba said, but then, what is the result? I said, it is up to you, Baba. Then he said, there is only, I said, one result. Would you like it? I said, how do I know, Baba, what is that? So he just said, neither you nor I would suffer. Neither you nor I would suffer. Would you like it? I said, yes, Baba, I like it. But it is not, you have to say that, Baba. Otherwise, I am not sure that it would be like that. So Baba said, give me your hand. Now, when he said, yeah, that neither you like it, I said, yes, Baba. Then it's all, Baba said. But Baba, I said, it is like to promise an obstinate child a piece of chocolate to get rid of that child. You have to say to me, feels me here, I felt it here. So Baba said, is it so? Give me your hand. So, you know, Indian way of giving and receiving promises, right hands of the giver and receiver. And then that is promise. So he looked at me and gave me promise. At that time I felt it, that yes, whatever he says. But that mulish mind, Baba said, let us go out of the room. I said, yes, Baba. But Baba, please stick to that, huh? Baba said, didn't I promise you? I said, yes, Baba. Then as soon as we are just going out of the room, Baba said, no, wait. And he clapped. And all those 25 boys came in the room. Baba said, have you ever seen a mad woman? They said, no, look at that. Quite mad. Then, that was finished now. That is completely finished. Now, then when I came here in 38 to join Baba, we are sitting in Mirabad, and he said, how long you suffered? He said, 14 years. 14 years. Suffering is very nice, you know that? That suffering has brought you to me. Was it very painful? I said, yes, well, and he asked me, how? And he said, well, did you do any medicine? Yes, Baba, everything, this and that, and he asked. Then why did he cure you? What are doctors doing? Nothing. What are doctors doing? Yes, Baba, I think they did cure me. And what is science doing? It's advancing by leaps and bounds. And what they have done? Nothing. They didn't cure you. I said, yes, Baba, they didn't cure me. And mischief in the eyes and with smile he said, there was no such disease. It was my key to joy. It was my key to joy. Mm. If there is real disease, doctors would have cured it. It was not so. It was my key to joy. Mm. So.
How did you think of coming to stay with Baba or joining Baba permanently?
Yeah. Then it was 1930 or 31 something, and then it came to me that no, my life is now for Baba. I must serve him till my lifetime. Because otherwise what was my life? So one day when I was in Bombay and Baba came there, so I just said, Baba, I want you. Baba said that it's long time since I want you. But you have to wait till I call you. You have to wait. I said, yes, Baba. But I be sure, but I will call you because since long time I want you. But still there is no time for you to come to me, but still just wait. So wait till 38, 8 years. I was frantic at that time. I said, Baba, if you don't want me, I will go somewhere else and serve others in your name. Baba said, no, If you love me, love can do anything. You have to wait. Then in 38, he wrote me that you come and join me on the 16th of June. So I started from Bombay. But at that, when I came here, I didn't come here actually, because that upper story was under construction. And how could the ladies, you know, can stay amongst these constructors?
Uh-huh.
So they all had moved to that, there's a building outside Nagar, and were going to Mirzad.
Uh-huh.
On the left, there's a small building, rocky walls like a tomb.
It's still there?
I think so. It is called Irrigation Bungalow.
Uh-huh.
So Baba sent Jal with a car to fetch me from the station. It was 9 o'clock train, and he wanted goes from here. In that train I came. So Baba was sitting in the backyard of that house, and I went there. It was 9:30, and he just saw me and called me, sit down. Since long time I wanted you. But today is the day that you should join me. I am happy that you are here. Are you happy? I said I was counting my days, Baba. Okay then. Now, as you are here, as you are for me, whatever I say, you have to obey. I said, sure, Baba. Whatever you say, I will obey. Accepting separation. Yeah. He said, yes. But love is unconditional, and you are binding me. Love is unconditional. That sentence he said to me, but it applies to everyone, that love is unconditional and you are binding me. So I will do, no Baba, whatever you say, I am ready. So that was finished. Then I stayed there for September. September we moved here back because it was already in everything. Then, yes, in September, you know, this dining room where you just eat, it was the same thing we were eating. But small lower benches were our chairs, and higher benches were our tables.
Uh-huh.
Not this. This is just in 72, somebody donated that.
Uh-huh.
So, and when Elizabeth came, you know, last time, she was just going there. All times the chairs and tables were nicer than that. She loved it. Yeah. Everyone loved it. Yeah. Hmm?
I sent that, sorry, to Mirzad.
Your name was not mentioned. There was a girl who had some disease and went to Baba, just like that.
Many magazines have done that, but with my name, but I don't know which one.
No, but you see, they are, when you started the story of this, then I remember that. Yes.
You started that? And then, at that time, one day, it was in September, we were having tea, and every day Baba used to come before going to serve to Must, you know, Must and Mayad and all, big ashram that is. So he would come before going there, 6:30 he would come here asking everyone, how is the health, how did you sleep, what dream you saw, sometimes pruning ego, sometimes talking jokes. But one day he just came directly to me that, have you finished the breakfast? I said, I'm in the middle of it. Okay, finish it, come to me. So I finished it and I went there. He was waiting for me in that threshold. When I was went there, he said, let us go for a stroll. And I was so elated, not knowing what is going to happen. And he just took me by the hand all the time and strolled, that means inside compound, not outside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As soon as we started, every step almost, he used to say, all are mine. You like it? I said, sure. The whole universe is mine, but it is especially mine. You like it? I said, yes. And then we came and stood here. near that pillar, near this pillar.
Ah, right.
And facing this wall, he said, this is mine too. You like it? I said, yes, wow.
This was built then?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. So, he said, suppose one day, if I take everyone with me and I will leave you here for 12 months, of course I will give you the provision for 12 months. Will you stay? The tears rolled down from my eyes and I said that I have not come for that. So he said, you are crying. I don't like it. Women cry. You are not a woman. You should be very bold. It's my joke. It's just, you don't like my jokes. I said, I like it, but this is not a joke. This is atom bomb for me. So he said, no, I don't like it. Now, from now on, I won't crack joke with you, because you don't like it and you cry. Forget it. He said, forget it. But still I remember. Then, that was finished. And then the two started, and hospital started and everything. Then it was 42. The tour slowed down. Say, we used to stay here 1 month and then go out or something. But Baba used to go for mustard. So, then in 44 March, he left Mehrabad for Mehrabad. So whenever he used to come here, I would ask always, Baba, when will you come to stay here? As before. At that time I was not ready, so he used to say, just wait. Every time, whenever he used to come, I used to ask. It was 46 that he came. And the same question I asked. And then he said, instead of that, if you say that Baba go anywhere you like, I will stay in Mehrabad. I will be more pleased. I said, I have not come for that. Again, I said, I am not come for that. And that time, Baba didn't say like that. He said, that means, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Okay. Then it was 47, that he, one day, which date I don't know, but 47, he sent a note. When he left for Mehrazad, there were a few persons up here too. You know, Katie, Gaur's sister. Mm. Katie, Khoshe, Khoshe's mother, Bairi's family. Always, I am a second. So, in 47, he just sent a note that I am coming and be ready. At 9:30, I have to talk to you. So, okay. Next day he comes, he calls everyone there in the room. And he said, listen, he was very stern. Listen, whoever wants to stay, they can stay under this condition. Whoever wants to go, they can decide by 2:30 today, and I will give them the ticket, that is the sign. I will give them the ticket, I will garland them, and I will send them in the train. Now, the condition, whoever wants to stay here, this is the condition. That, remember that I would never come to stay here, as before. Secondly, then whenever I want to see you, I will call you, or I will come. We will see each other in cinema. You know, we used to go to see picture. When? 5:30 in the morning. 5:30 in the morning. At that time, our Sarosh was running the local buses. So he used to send a bus for us and a little car for Baba. At 6, we reached there, and with Baba's clap, cinema used to start, picture used to start. That's also. So we will see each other in cinema as we used to see, and this is the condition. So, if whoever wants to stay, they can stay. If this condition, if not, they want to go, let me know, by 2:30 today. So, now you go out. So we are. Yeah, came out. On that day, some Punaites were called, Puna Babalavas, and they were sitting up here, and we all just, you know, began to talk to them. So I didn't know, just right after me, he came out of the room. And he talked to someone and said, ask, where is Mansari? So someone said, "Excuse me, sitting right again." Put his hand on the table. "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm talking to this lady." "No, go up and face the paper which Rano has, because I haven't read." So I went that way, he followed me, put it there. "Where are you going?" I said, "To face the paper for you." "Come in the room." "What is the decision?" He didn't tell me anything, he asked me and I forgot. Completely forgotten. It was 10 minutes and still I forgot. I said, "Which kind of decision you want, Baba?" Baba said, "Were you here when I called?" I said, "Yes, Baba." "You might be here, but you might be here in the net." "You might be here in the net." What I said, I was much more embarrassed when he just asked me all the time. It was not, I said, "I don't remember, Baba." He said, just try to remember tomorrow. So he said, "Look here, I wrote a note and I came and I called all of you and I said that whoever wants to stay, they can end up." Then he came. I said, "Yes, Baba, what is there to decide? Now this is the time that I was ready. What is there to decide? It has been decided years ago." "Is it so? You have made me so happy. But are you ready for that?" Then he quoted that a song which is very old, but you know some songs never gets old. Like the other day Adi sang that, it was very old songs. Mm. Mm. So it was Marna Teri Gali Mein Jeena Teri Gali Mein. So he just said it. "Oh beloved, if I have to live, I will live at your threshold in your land. If I have to die, if I die, I will die at your threshold. Are you ready for that?" I said, "Sure, Baba, there's nothing new." So he just embraced me. "You have made me very happy today," he said. Then he said, "See how Desai has decided in this minute." DDD, in a poetical way. Desai is my family name. Decided, and das means 10 in our language. So see how Desai has decided in this minute. 10 minutes. So then he just said, "Now you go, you have made me very happy." But the sentence what he had said in 46, which is not yet spoken by me. So he might be waiting for that. Then it's finished and everyone was called at 2:30 and they said something, I don't know what. It was now that our famous new life started. At that time he was very stern. He looked so stern that we wanted to stay in front of him, but it was hard. You know, you can say that he's so stern you can't stand. So he came and he called all of us. And he said, "Look here, for my work I am going to start a phase which is called new life. During that life, now when I start, once I start, that is forever. You would never see my face till your lifetime." And this time I will decide where you have to go. And now, then he said, "Who am I?" Then we all say, "You are God, Baba." "Yes, I am God. Every moment, every breath, just think nothing, I am nothing but God." Okay? Then he just said this. "Now God as I am, God never does anything wrong to his children. He always wishes good and does good. So trust that God never does wrong. So whatever I do for you, it is for your good." Then he said that during my lifetime, I mean new life when it starts, till your lifetime you won't see my face. If I send you somewhere else and if you hear that Baba is in that place, don't try to see me. And if you help me in this way, that will be very helpful in my own work." Okay. Then he said that, "You think God knows everybody's feeling." Again he just, you know, said that he never looks, you know, he looks, stern. He said, God, but he never leaves. For your good, he does that. Anything, whatever he does, it is for your good. He has nothing to gain. So now you go, and I will decide for each one where to go and what to do. I will give you the orders and such. Now, he decided the next day. He was coming every day then on, because no one is going to stay in Mehrabad, never everything, and I have to go to my brother in Bombay. So, Katie has to go to Annavas and all sorts of things rearranged. Now, it was 16th of October, he started the new life.
16th,
he started. 49. So, it was 10th of October. I was staying there at K's room. And I was just going to go to bed. And all of a sudden it flashed that why can't I ask Baba that, when he said that I am God, you know. So he said, whatever I do and whatever I say, you have to say yes. And your yes is promise. You can't erase it unless I want. So, that was that day. Then, on the 10th of October, at night I was just thinking, why can't I ask Baba that if my promise is intact and if he allows me to stay here, can I stay in there? Next day, it was now 11th. But who dares to go to Baba? He looked so stern. My goodness, he was going down there. I was standing there. All of a sudden he just comes. Why are you standing here? I didn't say anything. Is there anything to say? I said, yes, Baba. Say it now. So, without, I just said, that Baba, if my promise is intact and if you allow me, go anywhere, whatever he had said in 46, go anywhere you like, shall I stay in Mehrabad? It was without thinking, it just came out. Baba looked at me in such a way that after years you have come around. Yeah. And then I said, in the same stern way, don't think for a second that due to your suggestion, I allow you. It was my plan. That you can stay here. I'm very happy that you tell me. But it is my plan that I wanted you to stay here. Then he said, look, no correspondence. No correspondence. And wherever I go, remember, I am God. And wherever I go, I am here always. And always with you. He said, the condition, no correspondence, not to cry, because I was a crier and giggler too. So, he said, no cry, because if you cry, then it will spoil your health, and if you worry, it hinders my work. So, remember all this and that. Think of me, and everything will be all right. But I am not going to come here for a lifetime. But who knows, one day I will drop here. Just be like that. So, but don't hope, don't hope. Then he embraced me and said, not to worry about, I am with you always. And then he gave me the hand to kiss and then he left. Then, yeah, then he came back on the, 12th, 13th, but then he left for in a new life on the 16th. It was difficult because the thought was difficult. That we are not going to see Baba for our lifetime. That was difficult. So, he went on. And after 2 or 3 months, a message came to Saroj to be delivered to Mansari personally. So he comes. Mansari, there is a message from Baba to deliver it to you personally, though I know that it is not a good message, but still I am ordered, sir. Okay. So, yes, you can see. So he said, that Baba says, that go and tell Mansari personally that what if you hope If you have still hope that Baba will come one day to stay in Nerava, help it out. So, just for a second, it was very difficult to stand. Then I said, Sarosh said, yes, it is very difficult, but I better talk to him. And I said, Sarosh, my hope was getting buried, but now it keeps. Because no correspondence. Because he knows, as he is God, he knows how we are sunk inside. So he just wants to lift us up. But then we talk about Baba and then he left. Again after 2 or 3 months, one person who was night watchman of Baba, you know, he continuously worked 12 hours to Baba, you might be knowing that. Sarakopra. So he sent him to me with the same message. Go and deliver this to Baba, personally to oneself. So he comes in the same way, he said. So this time, I am not shocked at that time. I said, now, my hope is growing now. Because that is the second correspondence. But then since he talked to me. The third time, it was a long circular for only Indian lovers. I don't know for best what he said, I don't know. And also, I don't know. And then the last line was that, and if oneself has still the hope, she should rub it out. And then I just said that he's sure to come now. Then on the 13th of February 52, he came. As soon as he comes, he says, as if he is closing the doors and windows, I have closed the new light. And he looked at me, I said, thank God. He said, what? Are you tired? I said, you are all knowing and you are asking me, Baba? But what is it? He said, are you mad? I am with you now. That is finished now. Where is that time? Nothing, I am with you. I said, nothing has happened. I am with you now. Stay, be happy. I said, sure, Baba. That was the time. She got to. But always remember, whenever Baba just gives you order or anything like that, he will first show you the lion. Oh, so difficult. How good. And then, when you just put into action, then you see that, oh, it was a lion. Why are we afraid? Yeah. But you have to try. You have to try to obey and go on. And he helps you. He makes it a little bit easier. He knew our feelings. That's why the correspondence was there. You know. Of course, they're not good, but still.
But his orders would be very difficult, except that he helps you.
Of course, definitely.
And it's easy.
Definitely. I said that for 2 years, you were not here, Baba. And said, yes, but where is the 2 years? It is finished, I'm with you. Nothing has happened. And I mean, it was before this happened, he came here, it was in before New Life, huh? He came and sat here. At that time, not as a severe drought like that, you know, but it was less rain. So I said, Baba, this is rain we need, because the rain is not sufficient. Baba said, I don't know. I have given you the key to rain. You have to use it. Why don't you use it? He was serious. So I said, Baba, tell me, have you ever given me a rusty nail that you just say, you claim that you have given me the key to nail?